But let's talk more cricket now with John Buchanan, the former Australian cricket coach, of course, who joins us on the line now these days, buchanancoaching.com. G'day, John.
Good afternoon there, Kevin.
I want to talk to you about some comments you made on your website regarding where Australian cricket is at the moment and your thoughts on where they should go in terms of reorganising, recalibrating the selection process and the people who do the selecting of the Australian cricket team.
Yes. Well, look, I guess this goes back to when I was over in New Zealand as director of cricket. And probably even previous to that, as obviously head coach. One of the things that I found as a head coach was while we had very good selectors and good people there, when you're developing a team environment and a team culture, selectors are often people that come and go in and out of that team environment. And I just probably found that they were more noise and extra clutter around the site that probably wasn't necessarily required. So as director of cricket in New Zealand, I went over there and basically changed the structure around so that we did not have any the traditional selectors.
You decluttered the dressing room.
The team environment and decluttered, I think, the actual process of how selections were made. I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but I would have thought the selection system probably dates back almost 100 years now, where there's a group of people who are very astute, credible, play a lot of cricket, and they get appointed as the people who then look at the talent coming through, make decisions, and that's basically how you get a team.
And it's been that system for since Donald Bradman was chairman of selectors.
Well, yes, and even before that, I would have thought it would have its origins back in English county cricket.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And look, while that system may very well have worked then, and some people would argue that it still works well now, things have changed. We've got new formats of the game. We've got women's cricket in our midst. We've got high performance programs, we've got coaches which didn't exist in those days as well. So there's a lot of things that have changed which really impact on the way that you actually talent identify and then actually bring that together in the form of a team.
John, if you make the coach, if the face of Australian cricket is the coach and the captain of the side, should they not be more responsible than any two other people or any other people in actually who the troops are that they're in charge of?
Well, yeah, look, the basis of what I'm saying, there's probably three parts to it to very quickly summarise. You have Pat Howard, who's the high performance director, and I think, again, when I was in New Zealand cricket, I was in a similar role. And that person or that position is really a constant. What changes is the coaches and the captains and the players. But the director of cricket really has the responsibility then of appointing a coach, first of all, who really should be not only responsible for the national team, but also responsible for the national program and therefore held accountable for that. So if the national program runs well, the coach keeps getting their pay coming through and they keep getting reappointed. Of course, the coach then has the real responsibility of understanding what type of game that they really want to play, and therefore that dictates not only who the captain should be, but the makeup of the side and the balance of the side and so on. Because in the end, he, as I said, or she, if it's the women's program, should really be accountable for running a successful program. And I think it's so important to have one person who's accountable rather than having half a dozen.
Who would you have in your system? Who picks the final? Say, who picks the team that the 11 that walked out there today?
Righto. So what we did in New Zealand was eventually appoint a coach, Mike Hessen, and it was his job to have the final say, although he would work very closely with the captain, which was Ross Taylor initially. Now, Mike Hessen believed that Ross Taylor wasn't necessarily the right person to lead the side or lead the side in a way that he believed New Zealand cricket should play the game. So he, dismissed Ross Taylor and brought in Brendan McCullum. And those two were very responsible in terms of actually then running the program. But ultimately, it's the coach, because the coach may actually have to sack the captain, which he did.
Yep.
Or as in my case, going back 2002, Steve Moore, who was captain of both sides, one day and test, was removed from the one-day side where Ricky Ponting was. That was the beginning of his one-day career. So there's that part. There's the coach has to run his program. There's another really critical part to all this, and that's understanding the core skills that really you're beginning to identify your talent from. And the core skills are based on, you know, your technical skills, your physical skills, mental skills, tactical skills, and a few others. And basically, these skills are really assessed against world's best. So if you want to trot out a world's best program, you've got to actually understand what are the skills that are required to do that. And therefore, with a clear understanding of that, then that's the way that you can actually begin to identify, one, where your shortages might be in terms of either today as they go into this one-day game, or 5 years' time potentially, or 4 years or 2 years' time for a World Cup, and then another 6 years' time beyond that for the next World Cup.
Yep.
So you begin to identify the type of skills that you need, and therefore the type of people that you need to actually deliver you the peak performance that you're chasing.
Do you expect this shake-up to happen?
Probably not, no. But I, you know, like my view is, I guess, like everybody, one view. But I think there's a real opportunity here that, you know, Rod Marsh has now left the system. He was certainly a person who was brought up in the former system and certainly persisted with it as long as he could. But I think it's time to, you know, review all systems and processes. One critical system in the whole development of cricket, certainly at the elite level, is your selection system.
Absolutely. John, always good to catch up. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
BuchananCoaching.com is where we can find John's thoughts on that and a whole lot of other things, particularly leadership issues and those sorts of things. BuchananCoaching.com.